Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. How do you get promoted in school? You solve problems. In fact, you're actually tested on the fact that you can solve problems. And you solve enough of those problems and you get to move on to the next grade. How do you get promoted out in corporate? Yeah, you solve problems. In fact, now that you're older, they're instilling within you that your worth and your value in corporate is based on how many problems you can solve. And there is some truth to that. You solve more of a complex problem, you are worth more to the people who are employing you. Same way in my business. The more in-depth and challenging aspects that I can help clients deal with, well, the more in demand that I am. Okay. Unfortunately, though, our powerful mind, known as the subconscious, which runs all of your habits and patterns and problem solving, is simply a habit and pattern. Well, once it starts going a certain direction, it says, how can we amplify this and make it bigger? How can we accelerate it? So then it begins to see not just places and things as problems to solve, but it sees people in the as the same projects. So you will begin picking friends based on whether or not they're a problem you can solve. Oh, because you get your worth from it. You can pick significant others that way. I think I described one of my marriages. you can begin to look at yourself as a problem to be solved. And of course, the more complexity there is, the more your worth and your value. So you will make yourself the biggest problem of all. And you wind up with something unsolvable. Because you are not a problem to be solved. You're experiencing discovery and revelation of who you really are. Designing a life based on your brilliance and your magnificence, your strengths, talents, abilities, and gifts is much different than going through life looking at, oh, here's another problem to solve, and here's another one. I hear that expressed whenever people go, oh, it's just another layer of the onion to peel. And I'm like, onions make you cry. Why would you want to do that? How about it is another level to ascend to that is going to have wonderful gifts and blessings when you embrace it? But again, that's not what you were taught. What were you taught? You were taught to take the mental level, which is your thoughts and your beliefs, and spiral down. Not your fault. Although you do have to take 100% responsibility about moving forward. And the reason why you were taught to spiral down and spiral down into survival is because if you're dealing with chronic self-sabotage, somebody put you in that position of not getting your needs met and they breadcrumbed you, and maybe they didn't even realize that they were disordered and dysfunctional, dysregulated themselves, but they're like, hey, you do enough for me, and I will give you a little bit of what you need. So you spiral down into survival just for yourself, and then, hey, What could you do for others? Unfortunately, at your expense. Then after that, you were conditioned to be attached to making people feel better. And you would do that one of two ways. You would either attach in a anxious way to where it was always, oh, what do I need to do? Or it would be avoidance of, I'll do, but I am going to put a brick wall around myself in order to protect me. And then that brick wall, unfortunately, turned into this well where crap kept getting dumped on top of you. And you were so far down, you couldn't get out. So you're either waking up in the morning going, oh my gosh, what do we need to do? Or you're waking up in the morning going, oh my gosh, what are they going to try to do? But either way, that conditioning just leads to more chaos. Because then the final level, which is the physical level, and it does become physical. American Medical Association said a couple of decades ago that over 80% of all disease was caused from unmitigated stress, unhandled stress, and yeah, constantly seeking problems that are then going to be unsolvable because that's how you were programmed and conditioned to see yourself. That's unmitigated stress because there's no answer to that. And so your system, your subconscious always seeks to manifest on the physical plane. And this is when your system goes toxic. And it could be problems with yourself physically, with your body. That's the whole mind-body connection. Or it could be problems in your relationships because you wound up picking somebody based on your wound. It could be problems in your finances. It's going to show up on the physical plane because you experienced abandonment, rejection, unworthiness, and invalidation. I know you love growth and you love empowering others, which are the two levels above that. But until you've got the core four taken care of, those two at the top, you'll use as a distraction instead of as a way to pull you into your destiny that's healthy, that's regulated, that's functional. So what is it you need to do to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Understand the aspect of your personality that was designed to solve problems did so because it had rapport with someone. And that's the reason why it's continuing to show up this way. It's trying to get rapport, but it's doing it in a way that actually drives away the very success that you're looking for. Earlier today, I had a client who was sharing with me that she has a really critical internal voice that she learned from her mother. And she uses that voice to judges her husband. She said, yeah, you know, we're getting out doing things. And I'm like, why is he doing it that way? But it's in that voice. Yeah. I call it the itty bitty shitty committee or the tear it all down ivory tower. So it's either we're superior or we're less than, but it's still the same results. It's judgmental. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, you said mom taught you this. Why'd you go along with it, do you think? And she said, oh my gosh, because I wanted my mother's love. By the way, that's the level of validation. And so if I went along judging others, well, for just a little bit, her and I had that overlap. Had another client who he wanted to stop smoking. And I'm like, okay, where'd you learn it? You know, for most people, they learn the smoking habit from peers, but not this time. He said, I learned it from my mom, raised me, single mom. And when she would come home after working a couple of jobs, we'd sit out on our back patio late in the evening. I was a young teenager, and he said, and we'd share the smoking habit. I picked it up because she smoked. So you see, it's not the habit itself. It's what it means. We were trying to bond with someone. We were trying to have rapport with them. But the only way we knew to do that was disordered, dysregulated, dysfunctional, and maybe even toxic. So like my client today said, okay, well, this is what we're looking at. This younger you is always going to be looking to be in judgment. We don't want to stop her. Let's give her something to judge in a way that's actually healthy and functional. Let's give her a problem to solve that will actually improve the quality of your life. And she said, oh, well, with my significant other, he's actually going to be going out of town, and I'm trying to figure out how to have a few moments with him because I've got a packed schedule. I'm like, okay, great. How much of your internal resources do you want to give the younger you in order to figure out? Because we always use the law of comparison, the law of contrast. We don't know if something is small or large until we contrast it to something else. So when we need units of measurement. So how much of your internal resources do you want to assign this? And when is she supposed to have the answer to you? And give her permission to do this in the background while you're focused on other things. I mean, your subconscious right now, who holds all these different aspects of your personality, your heart is beating, your blood pressure is working because of that, your digestion, your blink rate, your facial muscles, all of it is working without you realizing it. Because your subconscious says, well, no, we have to free up resources for the conscious mind to choose what to focus on and to make significant decisions. What's the same way with these different aspects of you? They don't always have to be front and center, but they do need to have rules. Remember, boundaries bless, rules restrict. Boundary is you having the focus on creating the life that you desire. The rule that's going to restrict is saying, well, that aspect of you is still going to solve problems, so give it one that's high quality and give it a certain amount of freedom as far as resources and time to be able to resolve it, and then let it know that you're going to check back in with it to see what progress has been made. Now, will it always solve what's going on? No. But remember, it wanted to bond. It wanted to have rapport with someone in your life, which is the reason why it picked these systems up to start with. How about if it begins to bond and to rapport with the healthy you, with the functional you, instead of making it wrong? Trying not to focus on it. Oh, we know how well that works. Don't think of a pink elephant in a purple tutu right now. Instead, let's have it support you. So stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire. But now that you've allowed that aspect of you to see if it can't come up with additional solutions based on the rules that you set forth, what are you going to focus on that will take you to those top two levels? And by the way, the feelings of abandonment, rejection, unworthiness, and invalidation will still have to be addressed. But at least you can begin to get some relief. Resolution, it can take a little bit. If you want to talk about exactly how long, then reach out to me. You can go to dawnlandrum.com, or you can go to my other website, canhypnosishelpyou.com. By the way, hypnosis is what I use to access these different aspects of the personality in a way where my clients can dialogue with them. Because I don't know what the answer is, but you do. And maybe it's time that we open those lines of communication, because you are not a problem to be solved. Instead, it's time to embrace all of who you are and give those different aspects functions that'll actually lead to fulfillment. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody, but if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.